Imagine you're standing right there in the party aisle. Your cart's got like some paper plates, a few matching cups, maybe some of those themed napkins, and a cardboard banner.
Right, the usual stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And you haven't even looked at the cake yet. You haven't bought any food or drinks, but you get to the cash register and bam, it hits 130
Well,
bucks.
it happens every single time.
It's crazy. So today we're doing a deep dive into how event professionals take that exact same cart, literally just dump it out, and design a room that looks twice as expensive for under $50.
It's basically the ultimate retail trap,
Yeah.
and almost everyone falls for it when they're planning an event.
Yeah, you just kind of go on autopilot.
Exactly. You go in with good intentions, like maybe you're organizing a first birthday for your toddler or a milestone 50th for your spouse, and you just end up bleeding budget on items that, quite frankly, actually make the room look worse.
Which is such a wild concept to wrap your head around,
Right.
right? Spending more to look worse. But that is our mission for this deep dive. We've got this incredible insider knowledge from Shirin Tarani. She's a party planning expert from Party Boutiques up in Canada. And she reveals this blueprint for affordable, high-impact party decorating.
And it really is a blueprint.
It totally is. It takes a typical chaotic decorating bill of like $127.87 and just slashes it down to $55.94. And we are going to look at the actual shelf prices today to prove how this works.
Yeah, the foundational shift here is just, it's crucial because affordable decorating isn't about hunting down cheaper or lower quality versions of your original shopping list.
Like going to a discount bin for the same themed stuff.
Right, no, it's about abandoning that list entirely. You have to buy a completely different list. We basically have to unlearn decades of, consumer conditioning about how we shop for these celebrations.
So where does that unlearning start? Because I'm guessing it has to do with those aisles that are just packed with movie characters and superheroes, right? The ones kids instantly run
Oh,
towards.
precisely. The very first thing we need to eliminate is the licensing trap.
The licensing trap.
Yeah, licensing is arguably the single biggest budget leak in the entire party industry. I mean, the store layout is specifically engineered to take advantage of, well, what retail experts call pester power.
Oh, pester power. That's a great term.
Right. If a child wants a superhero theme, the instinct and the retail strategy that feeds it is to encourage you to buy the matching character plate and the cup, the napkin, the tablecloth, the banner. Every single thing has that character's face on it.
And the hidden cost there is that you're paying this premium royalty fee to a movie studio on every single one of those disposable paper items.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And because of that, I mean, the math is staggering. Let's look at the numbers. If you grab a licensed table decorating kit right off the shelf, you're looking at about $19.99.
Okay, $20 just for the table stuff.
Right. But if you take a step back and you buy a solid color, plain table cover, and then pair it with like a 12-piece pack of hanging swirls in a complementary color, your total drops to $7.98.
Oh, that's a 60% saving right there.
Exactly.
Actually, I was looking at the math on the plates from the source material, and that's what really cemented this for me. Let's say you're hosting 20 guests. If you buy those premium licensed or heavy plastic plates, you are spending $25.98 just so people have a place to put a slice of cake.
It's absurd when you think about it.
It really is, because if you just buy right-sized solid color paper plates, two 16-count packs are going to run you $7.98.
Which instantly frees up almost $20 of your budget just on plates.
It reminds me of standing at the pharmacy. Buying licensed party goods is exactly like demanding the expensive name brand medication when the generic version sitting right next to it has the exact same active ingredient.
That is a perfect analogy.
Right. Like it does the exact same job. The active ingredient of a paper plate is holding food. You're paying for the glossy movie packaging, not the utility.
You really are. And if we, dig into the design psychology of this, buying the generic color isn't just a financial win. It's actually a massive aesthetic upgrade.
Wait, really? How does generic look better?
Well, think about visual clutter. When you have a cartoon superhero on the cup and the plate and the napkin and the tablecloth,
Okay.
the human eye doesn't process that as a cohesive theme. It processes it as visual noise.
Oh, I see.
It ends up looking like a toy aisle literally exploded in your dining room.
Yeah, there's no negative space. Your eyes don't know where to rest.
Exactly. By using solid blocking colors on the table, you're creating that negative space.
Mm-hmm.
You're sort of tricking the eye into seeing an elegant, deliberate design rather than just a chaotic pile of branded merchandise. So the golden rule here is buy the color, not the character.
Buy the color, not the character. I completely get the logic, but I'm going to play devil's advocate here for a minute.
Go for it.
Kids don't care about negative space or, you know, elegant color blocking. If a kid is absolutely demanding that specific superhero, you're going to be pretty disappointed if they walk into a room of generic red and blue plates.
And that is a very real challenge, which is where the strategic compromise comes in.
Okay, what's the compromise?
You don't abandon the character entirely. You just isolate it. You buy one single character foil balloon.
Just one.
Just one. It usually costs around like $6.99.
Mm-hmm.
And that balloon becomes your hero piece. You inflate that one licensed balloon and just float it right over a table, dressed entirely in those solid matching generic colors.
Oh, wow. That's actually really clever.
It solves both problems, right? The child sees their favorite character prominently displayed. And at every single photograph taken at the table, it clearly reads as a themed party. But you didn't pay a Hollywood studio a royalty fee on 30 different pieces of paper that are going in the trash.
So you get all the credit for the theme without funding a blockbuster movie. I love that. So if we apply this ruthless logic, what is the absolute floor for a party budget? Like if I come to you and say, I have exactly $25, can I actually decorate a room?
You absolutely can, provided you stick strictly to the structure.
Okay, let's hear it.
So here's how you build a complete small party setup for $25.24. You start with the foundation, a solid plastic table cover, 54 by 108 inches. That's $2.99.
$2.99, okay.
Then you add a 16 count of 9-inch paper plates for $3.99, a 50 count of beverage napkins, also $3.99, and a 20 count of 9-ounce plastic cups for another $3.99.
So that's the whole functional table sorted for about $15.
Right. But then you need to pull the eyes up, you know, add some volume to the room. So you buy an 81-foot crepe streamer for $1.29.
Wow, $1.29.
Yeah, super cheap. You weave that across the ceiling. And then you spend your last $8.99 on a 50-count pack of 12-inch latex balloons. You just blow those up with air and scatter them on the floor or tape them in little clusters. And boom, for just over $25, you have a fully dressed table and a room that feels intentionally festive.
Okay, I can see how that works for a casual family get-together in the living room. But a scattered balloon here and a crepe streamer there, it still feels a little bit thin if you're renting a hall or hosting a larger crowd.
That's fair.
So the obvious question is, how do we level up? If I want the room to actually look expensive and professional, how do we do that without suddenly jumping to a $500 budget?
Well, this brings us to a really fundamental concept in professional event design. It's called the surfaces rule.
The surfaces rule.
Yeah. Okay. You could put it simply, decoration scale with surfaces, not with guests.
Meaning what exactly? Like, if I have more guests, I don't necessarily need more decorations.
Exactly. Think about the architecture of the space. A room has four walls.
Right.
Whether you invite 10 people or 100 people, it's still four walls.
Right.
The biggest mistake amateur hosts make is they count heads, and then they try to spread whatever budget they have evenly across the entire room, trying to make the whole space feel like a party.
Oh, I do that. You put a little cluster of balloons on the front door, maybe a banner over the window, a centerpiece on the kitchen island, some streamers in the corner.
And the consequence there is that you dilute your resources.
Mm.
Spreading a tight budget over four walls creates this really thin, cheap-looking layer of decorations everywhere. There's no focal point.
It just feels sparse.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Our brains perceive a room with one massive concentrated visual element as far more luxurious than a room with 50 tiny decorations scattered haphazardly.
Because the eye is drawn to impact, not volume.
You nailed it. So the secret to making a budget party look high-end is to completely abandon three of your walls. Just ignore them.
Just leave them blank.
Leave them totally blank. You concentrate 100% of your visual resources on the focal wall. In most cases, this is the wall directly behind the cake table or the gift table.
Ah, because that is the background of every single photograph that's going to end up on social media or in a family album.
Precisely. If that one wall looks incredible, the entire party is remembered as incredible, which is how we upgrade that basic $25 setup we just talked about.
Okay, how do we upgrade it?
By adding one specific high-impact item to that focal wall, you turn a $25 budget into a roughly $46 party that looks like you hired a professional coordinator.
Here's where it gets really interesting. We're swapping out those loose, scattered balloons for a balloon arch kit, right?
Yes, balloon arch kit. And the cost comparison here is just fascinating. People assume balloon arches are these, like, untouchable luxury items reserved for massive weddings.
Right. They look so expensive.
But look at the alternatives. If you go to a store and buy 6 large loose foil balloons and have them inflated with helium, you are easily spending over $41.
Wow.
And visually, they just float there. They look completely random. But if you take $30, $29.99 to be exact, you can buy a 116-piece balloon arch kit.
Wait, so I'm actually saving over $10 and getting a massive architectural element instead of just a few floating pieces of Mylar.
Exactly. And that $30 buys you incredible scale. A standard kit builds a 16-foot garland.
16 feet.
Yes. That is enough material to entirely frame a double doorway or to create this massive sweeping arch across the upper half of your focal wall. Because it covers such a huge surface area in a dense, cohesive way, it provides the single biggest visual transformation you can buy for a room.
I gotta say, though, I'm a little skeptical about the logistics. Like, 16 feet of balloons sounds like an absolute nightmare to put together on a Saturday morning when I'm already trying to bake a cake and, you know, frantically clean the house. Plus, isn't helium, like, super expensive right now?
That is the beauty of these modern kits.
Mm-hmm.
They are entirely air-filled. You don't use a single drop of helium.
Oh, really? Just regular air?
It's just air.
Mm-hmm.
And because the good kits use professional-grade latex, like Pioneer Balloon's Funsational line, for example, the latex is really thick. It holds its shape indoors for days.
So wait, I don't have to do this the morning of the party?
Not at all. You can literally sit on your couch, watch a movie, and pump up the balloons 2 nights before the event. You build the garland at your own pace, completely stress-free, and it will still look absolutely flawless when the guests arrive.
Okay, that changes everything. So the 16-foot arch solves the problem of making the room look high-end for a few hours, but it brings up a painful reality of party planning. At the end of the weekend, you are inevitably taking this giant garbage bag full of deflated latex, torn paper plates, and crumpled streamers and just throwing it all into the trash. It feels so wasteful. So how do we build a budget that actually survives past Sunday?
Ah, which brings us to the hidden costs most people willfully ignore at the checkout counter, single-use consumables.
Right.
If you want to truly master affordable decorating over the long haul, you have to start running everything through what the experts call the reusable test. You have to ask yourself, you know, what in this cart is actually going to survive to party number 2 or party number 5?
So this is the 5-party strategy. What should we be investing in once rather than buying over and over again?
Let's look at lighting, which is a classic trap. A 3-pack of nice colored wax taper candles costs about $5.99. It seems like a super cheap way to add elegance. But they literally burn down to nothing.
Right. They melt away.
So over the course of 3 to 5 dinner parties, you're spending $12 to $18 constantly replacing them.
But if I buy a set of really nice LED taper candles for $6.99, I buy them exactly once. I just throw them in a drawer and pull them out for the next 5 years.
Exactly. The initial cost is practically the same, but the long-term value is exponential. And this logic applies to larger decor as well. Let's say you want a textured backdrop for your focal wall.
Okay.
A 1 meter by 2.5 meter black foil fringe curtain costs about $9.99. When the party is over, you carefully fold it up and it's ready for New Year's Eve or a graduation party. A string of battery-operated LED mini globe lights is about $14.99. You just swap out the batteries.
Wait, hold on. If the absolute goal is reusability, does that mean I should just never buy balloons again? Because even a fancy 16-foot arch eventually pops and goes in the trash.
That is a great question, but no, the answer is no. Balloons are still a highly justifiable consumable.
Why is that?
Because of the surface area math we discussed earlier. Absolutely nothing else on the market fills a massive wall space cheaper or more effectively than air-filled latex. They're the exception to the rule because their visual yield is just so incredibly high.
Ah, I see. So the reusable test isn't about eliminating all disposables. It's more of a framework for how to handle your upgrade budget.
Precisely. If you find yourself with an extra $20 or $30 in your budget, the instinct is usually to buy fancier, thicker paper plates or more expensive disposable napkins. Don't do that.
Spend it on things you can keep.
Yes. Take that upgrade money and spend it on reusables. Buy that $10 fringe curtain to hang behind the table. Buy those $15 LED globe lights.
But we aren't buying four fringe curtains to cover all four walls, right? Because then we're back to breaking the surfaces rule and wasting $40 on walls nobody is even looking at.
Exactly. You stay disciplined. You layer one reusable fringe curtain directly behind the cake table, you drape your $30 balloon arch over it, and you weave your reusable globe lights through the fringe.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Suddenly you have this rich, multi-textured, incredibly high-end focal setup for under $88.
Mm-hmm.
And the best part, half of those materials go right back in your closet to be used again next year.
Okay, I want to take everything we've talked about, the focal walls, the color blocking, the reusables, and turn it into a concrete logic puzzle for the listener.
Let's do it.
Imagine I am standing in a party store right now. I have a crisp $50 bill in my hand, and I cannot spend a single penny more. What is the strict optimal shopping order?
This is the ultimate discipline test.
Mm.
The spending order cannot be based on what you feel pressured to buy. It has to be based entirely on the hierarchy of what guests actually look at.
So if I have $50, I'm guessing the first 25 to 30 goes straight to securing that focal wall.
Correct. Priority number one is the balloon arch kit for $29.99. As we established, the focal wall is the background of every single photo. You have to secure that architectural element first.
Okay, but now I have a beautiful wall and a really ugly scratched folding table sitting right in the foreground.
Which is where priority number two comes in the solid table cover for around $2.99. It is literally the cheapest square meter of color in the entire store, and it completely conceals the ugly table, creating a clean canvas.
Nice. Priority three.
Functional eating items. This is your solid color, plates, and napkins, which will run you about $8. Remember the rule, one color, repeated. No characters, no clashing patterns, just clean, cohesive color blocking to maintain that negative space.
So we've spent about $41. We have roughly nine left. What's priority four?
Verticality. You need to stop the room from feeling flat by pulling the eye upward. So you spend $1.29 to maybe $5 on a crepe streamer or some hanging ceiling swirls.
Which leaves us with maybe $4 or $5 in change. Priority five.
Mood. Whatever change you have left goes to lighting. Simple LED tea lights or taper candles. And this is a crucial warning. Do not spend your last $5 on a cardboard banner.
No banners.
No. Lighting fundamentally changes the atmosphere of a room far more effectively than a piece of cardboard that just says happy birthday.
I absolutely love how deductive this list is. It completely removes the decision fatigue of wandering the aisles. You just follow the visual hierarchy.
And if we look at the broader economic strategy, there's also a way to time the market to make that $50 stretch even further.
Wait, timing the market? Like we're trading party supplies like stocks or off-season winter coats?
In a way, yes. Retail prices for event supplies fluctuate based on the calendar. Seasonal and holiday items crash immediately after the event.
Oh, clearance sales.
Exactly. So if you're planning a party that uses red and white, maybe a sports watch party or a specific superhero theme, you don't buy those supplies the week before your event. You buy generic red and white supplies right after Canada Day or right after Valentine's Day. They go on massive clearance.
Because they're solid, generic colors. They don't have a year or a specific holiday printed on them. They literally never go out of style. That is brilliant. But I do have to ask, if the goal is to stretch every dollar, shouldn't I just take this $50 list and buy everything at the local dollar store?
You have to be very, very careful with that instinct. Dollar stores are perfectly fine for the flat, plain paper plates or the basic napkins. But you must avoid dollar store balloons at all costs.
Is it an issue with the colors or do they just pop?
It's a structural integrity issue. The latex is incredibly thin. When you're building a 16-foot arch, you are constantly twisting the balloons, tying them tightly, pushing them through small plastic decorating strips.
And they just burst.
A thin dollar store balloon will tear under that friction. Having your massive architectural garland fail and spontaneously deflate at 9 in the morning on the day of your party, that is a level of panic and stress that you simply do not want to buy. Quality structural items are the one category where you really must invest properly.
Which brings us back to the source of all this insight. Because ruthless restraint and visual hierarchy sound great in theory, but executing it perfectly sometimes takes little guidance.
And that is exactly why consulting with professionals who actually work the till, who see these budgets fail and succeed every single day, is so incredibly valuable.
Exactly. Restraint is free, but expertise is priceless. So if you want to put this $50 blueprint into action and you want to ensure you're buying the right structural latex and the right reusables, the best way is to visit the experts themselves.
Absolutely.
If you are in the Greater Toronto Area, you can visit Party Boutiques in person. They're at 7724 Yonge Street in Thornhill, Ontario. The postal code is L4J1W2. You can literally walk up to their counter, tell them you have a strict $50 limit, and they will help you build this exact hierarchical list right there on the spot.
And if you aren't local to Thornhill, you can access their entire massive inventory of over 5,000 products, including those professional 16-foot arch kits, the reusable fringe curtains, and the generic color lines online at partyboutiques.ca.
It is genuinely rare to find a business that actively wants to educate you on how to spend less money by shopping smarter, rather than just upselling you on licensed banners you don't even need.
It's super refreshing. But, you know, looking at this entire strategy we've mapped out today, the core philosophy really extends beyond just paper plates and latex.
What do you mean?
Well, this raises an important question. We've just proven that ruthless restraint, picking just one focal wall and sticking strictly to two solid colors, makes a physical room look significantly more elegant and expensive than a chaotic high-budget space.
Right.
What if we applied that exact same focal point philosophy to the rest of our event planning?
Oh, like the food and the guests.
Exactly. What if instead of stressing over five mediocre appetizers and an overstuffed guest list, we curated just one incredible signature dish and invited only the people who truly matter?
Oh, wow. Taking the $50 party blueprint and turning it into a blueprint for how we celebrate in general, focus on the focal points, cut the clutter, and ditch the licensed character napkins of your social life.
Restraint creates elegance, not just in how we decorate our walls, but in how we design our celebrations.
I couldn't agree more. Good luck to everyone listening on your next celebration. May your focal walls be stunning, your negative space be deliberate, and your budget stay firmly intact. That's going to do it for this deep dive. The next time you find yourself staring at a shopping cart full of expensive, chaotic supplies, just remember you don't need to hunt for a cheaper list. You just need a completely different one.